on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Friday restaurant news and reviews this morning. What are the best new restaurants in Chicago? Let's ask Chicago Magazine's food writer, John Kessler. John, good morning. How'd you come up with this list?
Hey, Bob. Well, I ate a lot, basically. Just tried a whole bunch of different restaurants and thought about the ones I most wanted to go back to.
It's quite a list. Let's go over a few of these, starting with Nadu in Lincoln Park. You like the Indian cooking there, don't you?
I do, and what I love about that place, it's like Indian food 101. It will take you to every different region of India and just show you a great dish from that region. You have food from Calcutta, Bombay, Kerala, all these dishes that are just beautifully reproduced and presented.
That sounds great. Nadu, 2518 North Lincoln Avenue. I think you can never have too many good noodle places. And you write about Noodles Party in the Mayfair neighborhood. And what was the highlight for you there?
Oh, man, what a delight that place is. So it's like a Thai street stall. The woman who runs it, Aumjai, is from Thailand, and when she was young, she worked in a street stall in Bangkok, and you just can't go wrong there. The menu changes every week, but if there is cow soy on the menu, that is a curry noodles with chicken and crunchy noodles on top. Get that. It is fantastic.
Sounds very authentic, huh?
Very much so. And the place is just filled with so many Thai people who just seem so thrilled. It's like they're back at home. And you just see everyone from young families to older couples. And it really is a party inside. It's just a delightful
place. That sounds
great.
Yeah. Noodles Party, 4205 West on Lawrence Avenue. The Crying Tiger in River North is a place that you like for their cocktails, among other things, right?
Yes, I do. This is a joint venture between Let Us Entertain You, the big restaurant group, and Tai Dang, who owns Hai Su Restaurant. And the cocktails are made by Kevin Beery, great cocktail director at Let Us. The food is kind of a tour of Southeast Asia. Dang is Vietnamese, but he just cooks all these different Southeast Asian dishes with a lot of heart. It's a beautiful restaurant, and if you can get in, that's the one problem. But it is just a beautiful, exciting environment.
So for those of us who still miss Trader Vic's, this is going to fill the bill, is it?
It is kind of, right? It is a little bit like it's got that kind of, I don't know, that thing that was kind of like exotic Polynesian. But, you know, if you look back at Trader Vic's, it's a little problematic. There's some stereotyping going on in the way they present, but this just feels a lot more, the flavors are a lot truer. And, it's got that same kind of vibe. Really, like, it's like a tropical party inside.
Crying Tiger, 51 West Hubbard. Let's talk about pizza a little bit. Zarella's, also in River North. You describe it as kind of old school Italian, huh?
It is. So this restaurant is from the Boca Group, and they're two of their chefs, Lee Wolin and Chris Pandel, and each one is making a different style of pizza. So we have the thin tavern-style pizzas, which are so popular now, represented, as well as what they just call a classic pizza. It's just a nice, sturdy crust, very puffy, beautifully bready, You know, all those nice bubbles around the rim. But the food is very classic Italian. It's all the things that you kind of, you already know, but they're just, everything's dialed up a notch. Great fried calamari, chicken parm, a really wonderful, like, kale Caesar salad. And, you know, the food isn't earth-shaking. It's nothing new. But you're, like, thinking, I've never had it quite this beautifully made before.
I like the sound of that. Zarella Pizzeria and Taverna, 531 North Wells Street. This is one that stood out to me when I was reading the list in Chicago Magazine, Nine Garden in Chinatown, because, and you mentioned this, a lot of people miss some old Chinatown favorites, and this seems to fill a need, doesn't it?
It does. It gives you that feeling of finding a new, you know, a restaurant that's new to you, opening up a huge menu, not knowing where to go, but then just finding one banger after another. So Nine Garden, the cooking is a blend of Sichuan and Shanghaiese. So you really can't go wrong there. The menu is kind of daunting. There's so many things on it. Every time I go, I feel like there's a dish that I want to go back to that I love so much and a new one I want to discover. But, you know, Chinatown is going through so much renovation now, and there's so many big chains moving in. And this is just kind of that old school, bring a big group and just fill the table with lots of dishes and absolutely don't miss the Lion's Head meatball hot pot. Mm. That will change your life.
Nine Garden, 2312 South Archer in Chinatown. Check out John Kessler's list of the best new restaurants in Chicago in Chicago Magazine. You've given us a lot of weekend ideas. Appreciate it, John. Thank you.